Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What up?
What's up, you guys? We're here to recap the latest episode.
Yeah, we have had a full week, so hope you guys will, too.
Yeah, we got lots of fun stuff coming up for you guys, lots of content to eat up.
Yeah, so if you guys noticed when they started, it was back to James and Harry, and they go out in the alley, and that's the table we podcasted at.
Yes, I loved that. I was like, oh my God. Now, why do you think they chose to go, like, to revisit this scene? Like, I felt like it was, like, kind of, like, wrapped up in a little bow and finished. Like, why did we choose to be sitting down at the table still?
Yeah.
And, like, I thought, is this still a flashback? But then it was literally the scene was starting.
Yeah, I was confused. I'm like, it wasn't that compelling. We already went through it. And did they really need to go to the alley and just talk about buying black jeans? Like, that made the cut?
Yeah.
But we didn't?
Yeah.
But, okay. So you guys saw the table there and then all those chairs stacked up. When Holly and I were there, they were stacked up against the other wall outside. But then they come out late at night, like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and then bring them all in.
Yeah.
So is it just like there's not enough? They have all these extra chairs, but they have to like probably literally store them in the restaurant.
And they have to move them out because if they don't move them out, then they can't get to their storage room or their little break room that like we see like the cooks in.
And that's so probably why there's two
it's
fires
barricaded.
There. Right.
Yeah.
So literally every day they haul all those chairs out and then haul them back in at night. It's so weird.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work. Seems like if, you know, you just like if you see like constantly a problem happening, like you could try to fix it.
Well, what are they for? Are they just extra chairs? It's like wouldn't you have like two extra chairs in your storage unit on hand and then store the others like somewhere. I'm sure Villa Rosa has plenty of space like to store some extra chairs.
Yeah, maybe they need it quickly like if they are going to like do like a different setup for a large table or something. I don't know because there's all those ridiculous two tops that they smush in that are...
True.
I don't know. With their 400 reservations a night, Sarah, it's a lot. So
just like brunch, so busy. Oh, crazy. Crazy busy.
So in the whole mix of seeing, you know, James and his brother, there was like that cute moment where he said like he would buy him his pair of jeans.
Black jeans.
excuse me. Did you also notice that James was wearing a Ralph Lauren polo?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just like full circle right back to his childhood. And
I wonder if he learned to talk in the Ralph Lauren store or maybe wore his first pull-ups there.
Maybe.
Did you hear what Kristen said about his mother on Watch What Happens Live?
I watched, but remind me.
Oh, I watched, but then I also watched the after show, which I don't normally do. Someone asked if she like felt bad at all now seeing the footage that James supports his family. And she's like, nope. She's like, I slightly felt bad because his mother is a complete terrorist. She goes, but that explains why he is the way he is. But no, we all support our families. Now, I'd be a little embarrassed, like, if I was, you know, everyone else's families. Like, she made it sound like they all fully support. Like, I'm sure they all do nice things for their families. But she's like, no, we all support our families. It's like, well, how true is that?
Yeah.
And I think if I said that, my parents would be humiliated.
I didn't take it as that. I saw that and I thought that she was just saying that.
We all give her.
Yeah.
Family money.
Yeah. I don't. I was more, I guess like when she said the word terrorist, like I like stopped and I really could think of nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll do credit. She kind of was when she was like basically saying James owes her because like she brought him to all those places when he was young, like as if, you know, he's 5 years old. He's like, mommy, I want Burberry diapers. Like, that's her choice.
I have a feeling though that James did want that stuff. I have a feeling that he did want to go where he wanted
to go. I'm sure
when
he was like in junior high and yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's like when he was toddling around, no. But I have a feeling that he wanted the nice things in life too. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, we all want. Yeah, in high school, it's like, I want these jeans or that jeans. It's like, my mom has never been like, remember when I bought you those jeans or those Nikes or the, you know.
My mom has.
Oh.
She'd say, I spend all of my money on you. Everything that I earn, I spend on your clothes. Like, I used to hear that a lot. Well, but she liked to dress me like that, so I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to say it to Roddy because you like to dress her up too, right?
Oh my gosh,
you're
yes.
Be like, and Roddy, you owe me. I'm taking 85% of these gigs you book.
Yeah, and she's going to private school and I'm going to be like, that was your choice, Ronnie. I wanted to send you to public school. You had to go to private school. Like, that is not her choice. You know, that I'm choosing that. I would never throw that in her face. Okay.
So then Peter's talking to Jax, and Jax was like, they're talking about James working over at Pomp, and he's like, I mean, what did Lisa and James bury a body together in the desert?
I wonder why they keep hiring back the most interesting part of the show.
Right.
Imagine, like, let's take James out of the equation for, just this season. Yeah. Just this season. Take him out. Take his mom out. Take his brother out. Take Paul out.
Take Raquel out.
Take Raquel out. There would be nothing. Kristen would have nothing to talk about.
We'd have more scenes.
Katie would have nothing to talk about.
We'd have more scenes in a gift shop.
Ugh.
Like the 20-minute scene they shot.
Yeah.
So compelling. Look, it's a little fairy mouse.
And then Katie, like, knocking something off the shelf.
Whoops.
Whoa. It was stacked weird.
Such compelling TV. Yeah, there would be nothing. It would be all bear cheese and wedding dress shopping.
Yeah, so to that, I just say, I really think that, you know, and just one more thing on James. Well, then I'll get off my soapbox. But Kristen even mentioned this on Watch What Happens Live, and all of the girls in the entire cast have mentioned it, that the reason they're so protective over, like, the OGs of the show is because they all bleed out for the show. They all show all of these things that, you know, most people wouldn't do, or some people who are newcomers, they won't do it. Like, Lala really hasn't.
No.
Looks like maybe she's going to show something soon. But Lala's a good example of someone who maybe hasn't.
Ariana hasn't really a lot. Until, like, Vagina Gate and all that.
But let's think about James. How he is literally bleeding out, showing his parents,
he's been crying.
The guy can't do anything.
About being
bullying. I just think he deserves a little bit more credit than he's getting.
Talked about his feelings being hurt. Yeah, exactly.
And then on top of that, in every single interview that the cast is doing about him, they're alluding to the fact that he's done something horrible, so horrible that he shouldn't be on the show. And that they can't talk about it because they are protecting the franchise. Now, here's the thing. This is what I want to say about this. If James has done something so bad that they are keeping under wraps, like, that is not okay.
I mean, they immediately fired Kevin Spacey from House of Cards, a huge, massive show.
Like, what are they?
But they're going to keep James Kennedy if he truly did, and, you know.
Yeah. I feel like if he truly did something and they are truly hiding it,
yeah,
that's very effed up to the victim
or
whatever this is about. That's what I really feel like they're, you know, pointing at. That's very, like, then that's on all of their hands, all of them, because they're basically saying he is more important that we keep this train rolling than supporting, you know, whatever happened.
Yeah.
So
no, I think it's just they heard a little rumor, and like Kristen likes to, you know, she's like, I know for 100% fact, like when she talked about Sheena hooking up with the Summer House dude, I was just rewatching that, I think it was a Watch What Happens Live or something. She's like, oh, I know for 100% fact. And Andy or someone was like, were you there? You saw it? She's like, no, I just know for a fact they hooked up. And it's like, they made out, they kissed, but they didn't have sex. So it's like, you actually don't know for a fact. Yeah. Because the guy even finally admitted that. He's like, well, yeah, I mean, when I say hook up, that, you know, people define that differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm sure if she heard something, she's just like, oh, it's true. And they're all like just getting off on it. But it's like, if it was true, it would have come out. TMZ or some kind of tap writer online, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be out there, or there'd be a police investigation if it was like a legit. And if that was the case, there's no way he'd be on the show.
That's what I mean. Like, it's, they're acting like it's such a big deal, and that if we knew, we would all be done with him.
Just so much, you know.
So the fact that they're all standing behind him just for the success of their show makes me kind of feel like gross about the whole thing.
Yeah.
I feel like very used. You know, it's like, we don't, I don't know. It's like, let me make my own decision. That's not like for you guys to hold over my head.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, that looks really bad on them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jax talks about, invites Peter to guys' night out. And he says, it's at the Mondrian Sky Bar. And Peter's like, oh, are there going to be girls there? It's like, dude, it's a bar. You've partied there how many times? It's world famous. No, Peter, there's not going to be any girls there. Duh. But he's like, I need some titties in my face. Gross.
Like, it just gave me such a visual. And there's something about Peter, and he's always, like, had this energy. The last couple of times that I've seen him, he hasn't really thrown it out there. But because he's been like super busy, but he has this energy about him that is so like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Not that he's like, I was wanting to say like predator energy, but it's like, he's hunting. Mm-hmm. He's hunting for young girls, and he's like hungry. He's prowling.
Hungry like the wolf. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, wolf. Hey, who's also hungry for the ladies.
I'm obsessed with how you say wolf.
Oh.
Do it again.
Is this another vague thing? Wolf?
Wolf? I don't know. You almost like say rough? You almost say like wolf. Yeah.
Wolf. Oh my God. Actually, you're not wrong.
Why?
I just got this from my friend. He's like, wait, what'd you say? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, say wolf again. And I was like, why? He's like, you were like, wolf. And I was like, no, I just, so then of course I can't say it again. But actually, that's the second time I've heard that.
That's so funny.
This is mortifying.
No.
Michaela says like, roof, like rough. And I know she gets a lot of shit for it.
Oh my gosh.
So I must say wolf.
Oh my gosh. Wolf. Wolf. Yeah.
Damn it. He's fucking right. I hate it when I'm wrong.
So what did you think about like Jax coming in special for that night before he dropped the dogs off at the sitter to prep the fruit for the drinks? I was, you know, it's like, I'm so glad that he was, you know, cutting that fruit up and just preparing for the night.
Because I needed someone to shoot with Peter, the main cast member.
He shoots 4 days a week.
You guys, we're going to, there's a special episode coming up, and then we're also going to do a Patreon, which should be a lot of fun.
Yes, we're
going to do it sometime this week, and it'll release either this week or next week. But yeah.
I know we've been teasing Patreon a lot, and thank you so much to those of you that rushed over to Patreon and signed up. Like, yeah. Ugh, just boost our ego. But we really are
motivating.
We are going to record a Patreon. We're going to do it tonight, but we want to make sure you guys are getting your money's worth, so we will be organized and have bullet points and make sure that we're prepared, so we're not just rambling on.
Yeah, we want to give some extra insight, but I want to make sure I like cover all my bases.
Hopefully, so we'll release this episode tonight, and then tomorrow morning maybe. We have two more interviews that are going to come out, and one is with Peter.
Yeah.
So, we talked to him for a second, and you know, it's not the most compelling interview, I don't think, but it was fun, and you can hear us ask our questions that, you know, you guys will all want to know. I don't know.
We got to see everyone close out their money and give them their money. And it's like, did you just see like every stack he was handed? It was just like ones.
Oh no, I didn't notice that.
Just like a lot of ones.
Well, it was their tips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose that makes sense. Oh, yeah. But you would have think that they would keep the ones and like cash out their tips as big bills. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't get to. They have to turn in their bank and then they pick up the tips the next day. That's how Duke's was too. You had to turn everything in and then the person would go through and give you everything new.
Okay.
That's why he was, did you notice how he was on everyone? He's like, is that everything? Like, because people pocket the money, you know, and then turn in a little bit to.
Yeah.
It was stressful. So you guys listen to that episode. You can hear he's super stressed and it was, you know, we didn't get the most time with him, but it was interesting. We finally got to meet with him and yeah.
Yeah. Because it was cool. He was closing everyone out after the brunch shift. So he had to do a lot of that stuff now, while we were talking.
Tell me what you know about fluffers.
Jax knows a lot about them. Freudian slip. It's just like later Brittany in her confessional when she's like, especially. It's like, that's another Freudian slip. X.
Yeah. She did?
Yeah.
She said especially?
Yeah, of course she would. You expect anything different from her. Yeah. So Jax is thinking about fluffers.
He's like, is that wrong? Oh, wait.
Peter's like, it didn't used to be. You had a lot of fluffers here.
Oh, man.
Did you ever see Boogie Nights? I love that movie.
I mean, Chad has it on a lot and it.
Like Roller Girl started as a fluffer. Heather Graham.
Yeah, I tried to watch it. Just wasn't my thing.
Okay.
Okay, so then it's, they're talking about guys and I, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so next we go to Sylvain. And Brittany has to tell her joke. She's like, when I was telling Jax we are coming here, and he's like, you guys are going to Sylvain? Oh, and then that, the laugh.
I don't need a man to validate myself.
No. All we do is fight. I don't need a man. I done messed up and
island time.
I done giving up my heart and that's all right.
Yeah. Why is she suddenly talking like Britney? I done gave my heart away.
Get out of my shine. We could have been the best, but all we did was fight. It's so good. You guys, Sheena's song is constantly in my head.
Confusing.
Duh.
Yeah. Duh.
What?
And then the island music.
People say I'm too good to my boo.
Duh.
Am I?
Oh my god.
We could have been the shit, but all we do is fight.
Yeah, like who does she fight with? We never saw any fights, Sheena.
No.
Because everything was perfect. Like, remember at Katie and Tom's wedding too? And she's like, oh my god, it's like butterflies. Like, it's like better than ever as he's like hiding under the covers. It's like, wow.
Well, she said it was about like three dudes, didn't she?
But we never saw her fight with Rob either, so.
I feel like that, the when she's like, we could have been the shit, but all we did was fight, is about Shay.
Yeah.
And the get out of my light is about Rob.
My shine.
Get out of my light, get out of my shine.
Especially like when he went on the podcast and stuff. Like, and she's like, what?
I don't need a man to validate my love. No. Okay.
If you like pina colada.
Just Sean, what's the guy's name? Sean to Sean.
Oh, Big Sean or Sean 2.
Sean 2. Sheena. Sheena Shay.
Yeah. Sean 2.
She also needs to really decide if she is Sheena Shay or Sheena Marie because it's being used, you know, both are being used.
Yeah. Or at this point, she could just go by Sheena.
She could.
Yeah. That's her handle anyways.
Were you considering going to her book signing today?
Oh, there was one?
Yes.
Oh, where?
At Dylan's Candy Bar.
Oh, at the Grove?
So her diet book signing was in the candy store. No, it was right next door to like some London and blah, blah, blah. I forget what the store was called, but Dylan's Candy Bar was
sponsoring. I wish I knew, because I would have liked to gone just to see who went, like if anyone went. You know, if it was like our one experience where...
It didn't. It looked like that. It didn't look like many people were there. But
how do you autograph an ebook?
They printed out copies.
Oh, like and then like hole punched it.
It looked good. It actually looked okay. Because I personally would want something in my hand. Yeah. Like if I was gonna follow a workout plan, like I'd like to see like what do the pictures look like? What does it say? Oh. I'd like to read it in black and white, and I'd love to have it signed. So
I didn't even know.
I love a meet and greet. I love a signing. Erica Costell showed up. Her sister showed up, and it looked like there are some people there.
We could have gone. We could have taken
Ronnie
to the American Girl store.
Yeah, we could have.
Thanks for telling me.
Darn. It was early because now they have an event. So,
oh, right now?
Kyle Chan's birthday. They're all dressed up and they look like gems.
Like they Gem and the Holograms?
No, like, Oh. Like, Chad's gonna be so mad that I don't know.
Oh,
that.
like a red sequins dress. Like I'm a ruby.
What's that movie from the '80s where it's like they're like it's like a crystal and like the people look all weird. They're like little like puppets, like little like with long hair. Like it almost looks like oh my god, it's iconic. It's like a little like weird ass movie, and like I thought it was called something crystal.
No idea.
Oh shit! Someone will know. They're probably yelling through the thing right now. Sorry, you guys, I'm so distracted right now. I'm so ADD right now.
Okay. Well, you look that up. Well, speaking of like gems, I guess, why is Lala wearing like a silver robe with big slippers everywhere? Like they're in this quaint little Dutch town.
I'm showing the Stassi picture right now. So they all look like they all have this paint on and they all have like
just their birthday all over again.
Yes. Yes. Also, sorry, did you notice that Kyle Chan got engaged
to
his fiance,
which is
I don't know the guy's name. It's like Jonathan or
something. Okay, well that was my question. Like I don't know if it was a guy or a girl.
Yeah,
or...
it's a guy. and it's a canary
not
diamond.
That it matters.
No, it doesn't.
No, I just didn't know.
James. His name is James.
Interesting. So, okay, why is Lala wearing that? First of all, it looks stupid and so vain. It looks like a robe. Like, is she trying to be Hugh Hefner now, where she's just going to wear robes everywhere? Whoa. She looks like Chrissy Snow's cousin from Three's Company, Janet Leigh Harrison.
No, she looks like striptease.
Yeah.
From
Shannon,
Elizabeth
Shannon, Berkeley.
Yes,
was her name Shannon? Not from. Why do I keep thinking? Oh, I think I confuse her with that Shannon Sedano or something. Okay, Elizabeth Berkeley from
Saved by the Bell.
It's called
Strip.
Yeah, it's not Striptease. I think it wasn't Demi Moore in Striptease. It's called
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm being such a dick right now.
She just showed a picture of Lala dressed as...
I'm focusing right now, I promise.
Okay. Well, now that's going to bother me, the movie. So I'm Googling this strip movie.
Showgirls.
Yes, Showgirls.
Showgirls.
Huh. Well, to me, she looks like... okay, it was like after Chrissy left the show, her cousin moved in. Her name... Jenna Lee Harrison played her, Chrissy and, you know, Janet, and then there was Terry. But you know who I'm talking about? She's looked like a giraffe.
No.
You never watched Three's Company. You weren't allowed.
Yeah. I would, like, sometimes catch a glimpse of it.
That's driving me crazy now.
I always wanted to come and knock on my door.
Take a step that is new. That's why I moved to Santa Monica, by the way. And I lived right across the street from the Red Setter, which I believe was... inspired by the Regal Beagle or vice versa. But that is why I chose that city specifically.
Sorry, I interrupted your thought on solving. Oh, okay, we're talking about Lala's dress. I kind of liked it. I thought that it looked stupid when I watched it in the stories, but when it was being filmed and she was sitting down, I thought it kind of looked pretty. But overall, yes, I see how it looked stupid.
It looked like a robe, and then she had these big clumpy white, like
fluffy slides.
Yeah. Cindy Snow.
Cindy Snow.
That's a great name. Well, you know, Chrissy Snow, you know what her full name is?
No, what?
Christmas.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because her father was a reverend and he named her Christmas, so her name's Christmas Snow.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yep. Things I use my brain for. So, all right. So they're in this toy store for like, what, 45 minutes?
Wait a second. Can we first talk about how Kristen forgets her iPhone password as they're crossing the street?
I remember this happening last on social media last year because she had to like keep having Katie's story for her and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh. And then, yeah, okay, so they go into the toy store and Stassi starts by saying, if Bo saw this, he would come in his pants.
I know, I was thinking, I wrote down meme, Bo jerking off in front of a toy.
Gross, that's so...
I mean, that's like, he would come his pants over this toy store right away. Like, really?
The toy stores in Solving are amazing. Like, that's why I go there. They're awesome, different, cool. Like, the shops are really fun. And then Katie says, hey guys, there's makeup over here. Did you hear her?
Yeah, like in her baby talk voice instead of her woo. It's like,
there's makeup over here. Hey guys, there's makeup over here.
Oh my gosh, I know we're doing a podcast so you guys can't see Sarah's face, but if you could see the face she's making when she's doing that voice.
I didn't realize.
Oh my gosh.
And then Brittany and Sheena bond over the little fairy mass.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It was just boring. I mean, thank God Kristen was wasted and triggered. And Sheena and Lala talk. And Lala's like, well, no, you got to open up. Like, she's like, I don't want my Jishu to go mute. It's like, okay, whatever.
Okay. This is starting our Sheena journey right now because this episode, I was. Whoa. So when I was so happy that she called Lala out for making her feel that way in the first place. I was hoping she wasn't going to just throw it under the rug. I was glad she said, you've made me get in my head a little bit because you said that I can't talk about or I'll never fit in with these girls.
Oh yeah, oversharing.
Which is true. I mean, like, imagine how you would feel if, like, we were all going to go hang out and you told me, you're like, hey, Holly, just make sure that you don't talk. Like, everyone just, it gets so annoyed when you open your mouth. Like, just try
just
to.
Just talk too much.
Yeah, just, like, I know, like, I love hearing you talk, but these people don't. So try to just, you know, I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, I would, how could you not be in your head?
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Why is that fun? Anyway, so I was glad that she said that she was, you know, feeling like that. And I appreciated that Lala also said, like, I'm sorry that you feel like that. I didn't mean for it to come off like that. So I kind of liked that moment.
So then is this when we go to Brittany calling Jax? Or no? Is there something before that? Besides Tom.
Sorry, my notes are like a little bit crazy because I was writing like statements in with my notes. And I just wanted to say just really quick, how many times from last week's episode until this point in the episode did they like flashback and show Kristen falling before she actually fell?
Right.
Like, I think she fell like 17 times before the actual fall happened.
Yeah.
I just want, like, they kept showing it.
I thought that's how they were going to start today's scene, but no, instead that was like the end.
The end, yes. Okay.
So Brittany calls Jax and she's like, aren't you supposed to be out already? Like, you said 7. I just think you should be on time, honey. And he's like, I'm a big boy, Brittany. I can figure it out myself. I don't need another mother. Are you trying to pick a fight? And then instantly she like backs away. Although she does actually say, well, you sound like a dick. So I props to her for saying something. But she wants to know where he's going. And, you know, especially since it's their first time apart. You know, I have that rat.
Okay. I have a problem with, I appreciate that they FaceTime for filming purposes, but I have a major issue with the fact that she has to constantly FaceTime with Jax. I feel like she's acting like she, you know, like, sometimes I just accidentally mother him because no, she keeps an eye on his ass. Oh, yeah. Is what she's doing. Like, take away all the sweetness and like, let's let her cutthroatness come out because that's what she is. She's watching the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So, and I am convinced that they straight up hate each other. Like, he hates her guts. I really think that he does. Like, I would never snap at someone the way he snaps at her. Like, when he's like, are you trying to pick a fight? Like, that is so...
It's like, I don't need another mother. I have one. It's like, well, I actually don't right now, but... He's like, I'm a big boy.
And like, and he was like with his like stupid gold chain on just out of the shower. Mm. And but, you know, Brittany did have to.
Who's he thinking he is? Paul?
Come on. Yeah. Brittany had to get a jab in that he was running late, which I thought was kind of funny. But yeah, the whole thing was just it just made me feel like it's just like foreshadowing to how bad this whole marriage thing is going to be. It's bad. Yeah. It is very bad. And on the way over here, I was listening to him on Jackie Schimmel's podcast, and he straight up said, like, word for word, like, we will not get remarried again. Like, this is going to work. I don't care, like, if we hate each other, we're going to stick through this. He said that.
Wow.
And I thought, he does. He hates her. Like they go through periods of time where they hate each other, but they know...
He won't grant her a divorce because then he'll have to give her money.
Right. And I just... It's dark, dark, dark.
He also said, Holly listened, I haven't listened yet, that every single thing he said on the show is true. So that means that Kristen did go down on Brittany, which we know anyways.
I was trying to think of what else he said that people like didn't believe. Like, I need... Chad challenged me to do a thing where he wants me to do who has appeared in more episodes. Like, if it is like, he wants to know like who appeared in every single episode for every season to see like if James and Jax are equal. Like, have they been in every or Stassi, you know, basically an OG versus James. He thinks that James possibly could be up there with some of the OGs as far as appearing in episodes.
Yeah, I would say the last. Yeah. I mean, James for sure is probably in more scenes than Jax this year. No. Well, I don't know.
I mean, in total, like, is it possible that he is like above someone like. I'm sure he's above Kristen, right? Like, because there's been tons of times when she's not in there and stuff.
Yeah.
What about Stassi when she missed,
right?
You know, a couple seasons or whatever.
Yeah. And Katie, basically season one and two.
Yeah. I don't know. But I was like, that's so much work, Chad. I don't know if I can do it. And he's like, just go to Wikipedia. And like, I wouldn't trust that. Like, if I was going to go up against Jax, like, I would need cold, hard facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a lot of work. So then she hears that James has a gig at Pump, and this spirals Kristen out of control. She freaks out. And then first of all, when she hears Jax yelling at Brittany, it's like she sensed it. She's like, my baby bird's in trouble. I must go defend, you social justice warrior. She looks, you know, gives that look and storms over like she's about to like take care of business to defend her Brittany. But then she walks over right as he's talking about James working at Pump, and she just spirals over that. And then she kisses Brittany. That was weird.
She kisses her goodbye.
Yeah. And then tells the other girls, I'm ready to check out, or I'm not buying anything. Like, what does that mean?
It means, like, she's saying, like, she's leaving. She's out of there.
But, like, yeah, it just didn't make any sense. Like, I'm ready to check out. Well, you don't have anything in your hand. Or I'm not buying anything. Like, okay, fine. But then it was like, I'm not standing for this. It's like, she's not standing for someone that she has no ties to, Lisa Vanderpump, hiring someone at her own restaurant that Kristen also has nothing to do with. She's not going to stand for it. It's funny.
I Sarah texted me last night. She's like, it was a good episode. And I watched it. I tried to like let the episode wash over me. I watched it again. I watched Watch What Happens Live. And I don't want to be a Kristen like psychopath fan. But I kind of understood why she snapped.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like from Game Recognizes Game, I feel like she thought that she was winning this. She thought that he was fired. She thought that she had everybody on her side and that he's...
She did her little victory dance.
Yeah, like he's a piece of shit. And she made Katie, you know, do the ultimatum. Like everything was going her way. Then, boom, she hears he's coming back like he always does. And she starts spiraling. She'd been drinking already. And then like everyone is, I thought her friends, meaning the cast, was treating her like shit. I thought that the reactions that they were giving her weren't, it just wasn't, it was like they were treating her like some, like they hate her.
Yeah.
It was like very unfriendly. And I get it. I think we've all had that friend that's like, it's frustrating. And so you kind of yell at them the way that Katie was.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Well, Katie was acting like her mother, 100%. And normally not a Katie fan, but at the table, I mean, it was like she was making sense. Like, why does she care so much? Like, how would she did this to James, her obsession with Sandoval, and then she did it to Carter with James, but she's still doing it? Like, no wonder Carter probably talks to her meanly because she's obsessing about James still. So he's probably, it's like, passive aggressively reacting to that.
And that's where I was like battling with Kristen because it's just not funny enough for me to make fun of because this was like she was 100% battling her own brain and like she hasn't dealt with anything and it's crazy. It literally is crazy, Kristen, but I don't know that I can laugh at it this time. It was just like, dude, you seriously are this upset about James. Like, just if you like, Katie was right, and that kills me to say, but yeah, just let go of it.
Because it's okay. So someone asked her a question on Watch What Happens Live, and it was like, "Are you so fixated and obsessed with this James thing because he keeps getting chances from Lisa when you don't, and you only did one thing, and you did it several years ago?" Then I could see her, like, because it's just not fair and it's not, you know, justice or whatever, because she did one thing like several years ago. He's done many things. But she said, no, that's not why. She's like, I mean, maybe that's a little percentage why, but that's not why, you know.
Yeah, she should have gone with that because that's where I think everyone feels for her. It's not fair. She got it worse than Jax. She, you know, like everyone has forgiven everyone but Kristen. But Kristen is the only one who has been straight up disrespectful to Lisa.
Yeah.
And Stassi was super disrespectful to her, too. But then she came crawling back.
Right. Oh, she was very disrespectful to Lisa. And then Lisa, like, totally forgave her. And, like, she loves Stassi. It's like, wait, she said some terrible things about you that Kristen actually never says bad things about Lisa.
Yeah, she trashed her business. She trashed her personally.
Yeah, I mean, Kristen always says, oh, she has mad respect. She thinks Lisa's an amazing woman. She's just upset that, you know, Lisa treats her like shit.
Yeah.
But she never like bashes Lisa, whereas Stassi totally did.
Yeah. So in that respect, like she's being like driven crazy by the double standards that are happening. Mm-hmm. And someone like Stassi is allowed to be like this, like crusader for the truth. Like she's allowed to be like, oh, no cheaters. Like today I saw her tweet about
Jordan.
About Jordan. It's like, really, Stassi, you're going to get involved in this? Like Stassi's allowed to stand convicted about something, but Kristen can't without just being.
Yeah, and she posted a GIF of herself saying, "You're disgusting." Now, has that been confirmed as true?
No, I just feel like once again, I get disappointed with like the, we'll get into this too, but like the way that they talk about women just really pisses me off. It is not all her fault.
Right.
Like, I doubt that she, like, I don't know. I have no idea what the situation is, but well, like maybe wait and hear the full story.
I tweeted at Brittany. I'm sure I'm going to get blocked. It just irritates the shit out of me when her and Stassi are FaceTiming with Bo and Jax, and she's like, "You're saying there's hoes in the hotel room?" And I'm like, "You fucking little conniving hypocrite bitch." I mean, I can't even say, be more direct. I was like, first of all, you don't know these girls. You haven't even seen these girls, and you just called them hoes. Just because people are hanging out and Peter is single and whatever. But it's the girls' fault that they were invited to a suite to party. So it's the girls' fault. They're automatically hoes. So I tweeted at her and I was like, I go, you know, please stop like shaming women. Also, I go, by your standards, when you went to Jax's hotel room all weekend, the same day you met him, even though you were in a long-term relationship with Aaron, wouldn't that make you a hoe?
Ooh.
I mean, what, she just called these girls that did nothing hoes. So it's like, well, then you're a fucking hoe.
That's true.
And then I added a little comment after that. I go, by the way, I'm not hating. I'm just saying you shouldn't be talking about women this way. And you should practice what you preach. Because, you know, she's always tweeting like, y'all just need to be kind. I would never say these mean things about you. It's like, you just did.
She's good point.
Always preaching, like, be nice. Be kind to people.
It doesn't hurt to be kind.
Right. So it's like, okay, Brittany, be kind. So I just called her out on her own shit.
Did you notice also that when Kristen left the toy store or whatever it was, that she had to use keys to open the door to exit? Like the store was locked, you know, it was just closed for them. And then she exited and then like shut the door.
Yeah, missed that.
And then did you see in the, you know, the after or the pumped edition or whatever, that a producer went with her?
Yeah.
Like I would love to know who Kristen, like who's assigned to Kristen. Like they must have like their work cut out for them.
Wow. Yeah. They get like double pay. I did notice, and I think I tweeted this out to Kristen, because remember, she stormed out and Brittany's like, I have her phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left and no one ever saw her again. And they're at dinner and they're like, has anyone heard from Kristen? I'm like, well, how would they? Brittany has her phone. And then she pulls in an Uber van. But like, how do you call an Uber without a phone?
Your producer.
Yeah. Yep. Because it was not a taxi.
No.
I thought maybe she hitchhiked.
That was like literally like my van. I'm pretty sure it was.
But then she also got out. She's like, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It was really nice of you.
Have a great night.
So maybe I thought maybe she hitchhiked. Because why was she so like extra nice?
She's a really nice person.
Yeah.
Okay. So dinner. I mean,
you say thank you and have a good night. But didn't she say like, I really appreciate it? Like, do you say that to your Uber driver? I mean, I know you never have an Uber driver, but you just be like, thank you. Have a good day. I don't be like, I really appreciate this ride that I'm paying for.
I don't know. I might.
Okay. Anyways.
I'm really nice too, so.
Do you talk to your Uber driver? Well, it's pretty much impossible not to because they all talk. It's a requirement.
Yeah, I usually do.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially because like if it's like awkward, you know, and I feel uncomfortable, then I will. Otherwise, I'll just pretend I'm on my phone and just be
ignored. I do that, and then I get car sick, so it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I either got to talk or, yeah. I wish they had, like, a button. You know how limos have it? And they're like, zzz.
Yeah.
It's like a black dart blackout. Curtain goes down.
Oh, gosh.
So, Kristen says she's done. She's like, literally, I'm the only one that doesn't get a second chance. Suck my dick, Lisa. Yep. I'm saying it. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it.
And Stassi's like, calm down.
I'm going to go commit murder.
I'm just going to have to commit murder.
I mean, she might as well, because that's basically how they treat her anyways.
Yeah.
So, oh, I guess we missed the little boring Tom scene with the CO machine. The only part I thought interesting was like Lisa was like, do Ken and Nick know about this ugly machine that doesn't fit into my design? Like, she's all upset about the aesthetics. And once again, points out it's her bar, basically Nick's bar more than Tom and Tom's. Because she's like, does Nick know about this machine?
Yeah.
Like, why? He doesn't own the bar. Like, why would I care what Nick thinks? So just kind of reinforces they have nothing to do with Tom Tom.
The most disturbing thing about this scene to me was, yeah, his stupid little machine, like, once again. But when Lisa was like, what are you guys doing? You know, and they're like, oh, we're going for a boys' night. And she's like, is that a good idea? And Schwartz says, oh, yeah, we're wearing our chastity belts.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, Schwartz, it's called marriage and you took vows. It's not a chastity belt. Like, you should know, like, to not go cheat on Katie.
You shouldn't have a physical device that prevents you from doing that.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, that's just disrespectful. Like, if I, like, that's
okay. Well, that brings us into that part where Sheena and Katie are having their thing at the dinner table, and Katie's like, well, she really started it with the thing she said to me last year. And then they flash back to last year, and what I saw was Katie and Schwartz starting it and insulting Sheena first, and then she clapped back with, well, all you do is make out with random girls in bars, which is actually true. So she didn't really insult them because she just stated something that happened.
She publicly shamed their marriage.
But after he just insulted her, called her
a bootleg Kardashian.
Yeah. And then, like, saying how, like, vain and all you do is take selfies. And yeah, that's also facts, too. But it's like she didn't say anything that wasn't true. And they started it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so this part with Sheena, so we're going to get into this. What are my thoughts on this? Let me get to my notes.
I mean, I liked, I saw both their points. I liked that, I mean, I thought it was really hypocritical. These girls that don't like her, they don't want to share a room with her, they do anything, but they want all the salacious, juicy gossip and details about her. And then Stassi straight up, like, was pretty offensive, like, insulting. She's like, yes, we want to hear about all of your men that you're fucking. Like,
your random
men. Random men. It's like, Sheena has tweeted out many times she's never had a one-night stand in her life. Stassi said the same thing. So it's like, random men. She's been in 3 relationships in the 8 years of the show.
What do you mean Stassi said the same thing?
Like, Stassi has said that Stassi has never had a one-night stand.
Is that true?
I don't even think that is true.
That isn't true, because didn't she?
Yeah, when she was after Patrick. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Unless that was all lies, because it could have been.
True. But yeah, like, she basically just called Sheena a slut. And then they want all the juicy details, but they're not willing to actually be her friend or even fucking braid her hair. So yeah, if I was Sheena, I wouldn't want to be sharing either. It's like, oh, you're just using me for gossip. You're going to talk shit about me later. And for what? You can't even braid my hair. You can't even respond to my text about braiding my hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I felt for Sheena there, and Katie just looked like annoyed and like, well, you shamed my marriage publicly. Like, that's all she had.
And once again, I felt like Sheena, like, she apologized right away. She took ownership of it,
which
Katie's the only one who is the victim in everything. Everything is done to her and she does nothing to anyone. Mm-hmm. It's like, how come no one ever makes Katie be accountable for all of the shit that she says?
Even when she's talking about, like, Jax and Brittany, it's like, you shouldn't be, like, this shouldn't be happening at this stage if you're getting married. And it's like, really, Katie?
Well, Jax also called out Katie. He said when he heard that, you know, she was talking shit on his, he said marriage, but I think he was talking about engagement.
Yeah.
That he thought, that's rich, because 3 weeks before the wedding, they weren't even going to get married. They were fighting so bad.
Yeah.
And everyone had to sit there and go through their little whole, you know, shtick. And so he's like, Katie and I have squashed that now, but you know, he still remembers.
Well, and after marriage, Tom cheated on her. So careful How high you sit, Katie.
Yeah.
It's going to be Humpty Dumpty. That wall's going to come crumbling down.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great meme. Katie sitting next to Humpty Dumpty on a wall.
That is a good one. okay, just really.
But she'll think I'm fat shaming her.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
So
that wasn't my intent. My intent was.
So they start dinner, and right away, Katie is like already like trying to lecture Kristen. She's like, calm it down. And she's like, I can't. He's a bad person. And she's like, you can't let it affect you. And she's like, it's been affecting me for 3 years or however. Like, she's so just like spitting venom. They're just like going back and forth at each other. Then we have, I just have to mention this part. Then we go back to Sir in between this scene. Mm-hmm. And did you ever watch True Blood?
No.
Okay. True Blood had like this certain way of working the camera that was, I guess you could call it like hypnotic or, I don't know. Like, did you notice how when they went to Sir, how they spun the camera? Like, it did like a 360. It like zoomed through the restaurant and it went like, they were doing all these crazy shots. Okay. And it just fully reminded me of True Blood camera work. So I just feel like production is just really testing some stuff out on us. And it almost made me get sick.
Oh.
So then we have a scene with Harry busing. And Peter wants to like let him know how to bust. And
I didn't understand that little like chemistry project there. Like, what's that for? Like,
I disagree with what he said to do. Mm-hmm. He said that if one drink is full on the table and one isn't, take that other drink, dump it into the other. So then, like, you know, they're even.
Like, why?
Then stack them up and move along. I personally don't want to see a busser come next to a tiny table like Sir is. Ugh. Put their like butt against me and be
pouring
cocktails in and sloshing liquid around. It's like, yeah. Pick the cup up and move along.
Stack all the empties up and put the full one on top.
Yes. Like the way he did it was like ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was like very bizarre.
Mm. And another scene that didn't need to make the final cut.
Okay, this is actually a transition into our next interview that we did, I thought, because Lisa, you know, you could tell that poor Harry was very nervous to have Lisa kind of approach him. She comes walking up in this, you know, she's intimidating. Mm-hmm. She walks up and she's like, oh, Harry, you know, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, it's actually like my first day. She's like, well, you know, I'm not very happy with your brother. Like, yeah. She was just like a dick about it.
You haven't proved yourself yet.
Like, and the poor guy was like, well, okay, but like I just started. Yeah, like, what do I do?
And I'm not him at all.
Yeah. And I thought it was good that you said like, I'm my own person. But she shot that down and was like, well, you haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And then she walked away and he like wiped his brow and that was it. But just that interaction reminded me of an interview that we did. Right after we talked to Peter, we went to the Belmont in, and we met Paul. You guys heard our last interview with Paul Cavallaro. He is back again, and he's telling a story this time about Lisa Vanderpump.
Which is very, it was actually kind of interesting because I listened to Kristen on No Brian's podcast, and Rachel was talking about how Lisa like never acknowledges her. She's met her like 20 times. She never or pretends that she never remembers her or seems annoyed like she's there. It was
really
very similar to everything Paul said.
Wow.
So it is kind of a style of Lisa's.
I had a feeling like as everyone was flashing through my head. So yeah, you guys, the interview that we're going to post, stick with it. It's 40 minutes and he's telling a story and it is literally a 40 minute story in Paul style. But the ending is kind of funny and it's entertaining. So if you have the time, check it out. Yeah. And the theme is hashtag justice for Paul. We're going to try and get a little campaign going for him. So when we upload that, you guys check it out. Let us know what you think.
Well, I'm very confused about the Belmont and why the cast loves it so much because I am not impressed. The bathroom was disgusting. It was grosser than Sir's. And
save this for Patreon. That's a good.
Okay.
That's a good story. Save it.
Okay.
And that's like a little bit of dirt.
Okay. Well, speaking of eating and food, we will talk about our sponsor today.
Yay.
So we got every plate. Holly and I both tried them out. I had the 2-person. She had the 4-person.
Oh, I had 2-person.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I told them you would want 4.
Oh, I don't know. It was 2.
Huh. Okay. Well.
Which actually, just so I can say, like.
It's plenty.
No, it was. Like, I felt so much more confident doing it because the amount was smaller.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Yeah. I felt like. Able to like manage this.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, every plate is a meal kit delivery service. It's actually owned by HelloFresh. So if you've ordered HelloFresh or like them, it's same company. They just have little different styles. This one's a little more affordable and simpler, but it's still chef designed recipes. Still around that 30-minute marker, still everything's perfectly portioned out, so you don't need to go to the grocery store and buy all these things that you never... That's what happens with me, is I buy all these ingredients to make things, and then you don't use them all, and then they go bad, and it's like, oh. It's not just wasting money, but I feel like wasting food. I just feel guilty about that. So this is, you know, portioned out for exactly what you need. It's definitely, you know, cheaper and healthier than takeout or delivery. And then when there's other, you know, dinner options that cost maybe like $10 a serving, every plate offers chef design recipes each week from only $4.99 per serving. So they just offer an affordable way to enjoy fully prepped and sourced meals at a low cost. And our listeners can get 6 free meals across your first 3 weeks and free shipping on your first delivery when you go to everyplate.com. That's everyplate.com. Enter code Vanderpump 6, like the number 6, and you can get like 18 full meals for what works out to be $3.33 a piece for the 2-person plan, or 36 full meals for $4.16 a piece for the 4-person plan.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So really, you know, sometimes I think, oh, these things are expensive and I'll save money. I'm just going to get what I need at a store. And actually, when you look at it this way, it's actually way less expensive than going and, you know, spending it on groceries that you have to go get and make and prep and all sorts of things like that. So I made, we had several. There was one with like an Italian sausage and orzetto that was really good. Then they had this chicken dish with this honey butter glaze and like a barbecue sauce.
I did that one the other night and it was a total hit. So good. Yeah. With sweet potatoes on the side and zucchini. It was delish.
Yeah. So check it out, everyplate.com, and enter code Vanderpump 6.
Love it.
Thanks.
Okay. So... we start going to the boys' night. We cut there for a second.
Ugh, and then we have like Carter's only words probably all season. And he's like, when the ladies are away, the gentlemen will play. Like he's singing another song.
He said that?
Yeah. You know how he always like sings?
Yeah. Too?
He's like, the gentlemen will play. And it just kind of grossed me out. Like, I don't know. Gentlemen. It's like, okay, whatever.
So they're like, shots or no shots? Has Kristen, what do you think about the guys like jabbing, like they're like elbowing, they're like, has Kristen had her first meltdown yet? Elbow, elbow, elbow. Like that was kind of bizarre. Like why would Kristen be the first one to have a meltdown? Like out of all of them, like they all could have a meltdown.
Totally.
So why did they say her? This part felt so manufactured to me. Like I had a hard time with the guys night. It seemed very...
I thought so too, and I read a lot of people's comments online on various, like not just our group, but out there. It just, and even Julia said it. She's like, that just seemed so, or someone emailed me, so fake that, yeah, it was just very, I feel like Jack set this whole thing up too, like, this is how I'm going to look like a good guy. We're going to call, you know, like, why do you have to call the girls? They know you're at a bar. There's women at bars. Like, oh, you know, it was set up to make him look good and to create drama. They obviously have to invite Peter to have like the single to create the drama. I agree. It was very manufactured.
And then when they mention like, should we invite James? That's when I just like lost my shit. I was like, are you kidding? You're telling me that these guys are cool with like, hey, like Bo's like, yeah, no, let's do it. Let's invite him.
And even Jax was like, yeah, I mean, I have to admit, I felt a little bad. It's like, no, you didn't.
You hit like you talk about like what a douche he is every day.
And yeah,
you and on social media, you like say that like he's in the closet every day.
Yeah. But you felt bad. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, Jan. Yeah.
Okay, so then we go back to the dinner table with the girls. And Lala says, Ariana, will you get it out for me? What was that?
I don't know. I didn't understand that either.
Was it a lobster or like a crustacean? Like what was that piece of food that they were eating?
Must have been. I don't know because I don't know how that stuff works.
Ariana was like very like in the mother role on this trip. Like she got everyone their water and like not just water, like soda water. Flat water. Like, I mean,
that made me so nervous when Kristen carrying those three glasses. I was like, oh God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this is when, I know you just talked about this, but this is when Katie's like, so Sheena, I heard like that you and Adam went to Bangtown. Like, there's something that's so gross about.
Like, is she like 14?
Yeah. Like, yes, we went to Bangtown, like, Katie.
That's how you talk when you're like 35 years old.
Ugh.
Holly, did I tell you I went to Bangtown last week?
Like, oh my gosh. Sure. And then Sheena's like, I can't talk about that. And then did you hear Stassi mimic her voice?
Yeah.
She's like, this is kind of annoying. Like, we're on a girl's trip. You can't be like, I can't talk about. I do her do the Sheena voice. I can't do it.
Like, what do you want me to say?
Like, I can't talk about that in a Sheena voice, mimicking Sheena.
I can't talk about that.
Yeah, there you go. Know. That's better than what I was doing.
I'm trying to think of what to say. Yeah, also, Stassi mimicked her. She said, finally, you're taking a shot. And Sheena, you know, like, you used to suck and you were no fun. You wouldn't take any shots. And she's like, I know. I don't know what was wrong with me. It's like once again, Sheena trying to fit in. It's like Sheena just.
But once, like, I think that Sheena has heard the critiques of the people and she's like, her answer was good. She's like, I know, I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking. At least she,
yeah,
she like humbled herself a little bit and went like,
took the shot.
Yeah. She kept on like letting them throw punches and she took them.
Yeah.
And she wasn't ruining the vibe or anything. And they were getting frustrated because they couldn't get to her.
Yeah.
And then boom, they broke her down. And then what did you think about the Rob Symphony? Rob, 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 Rob.
I mean,
Rob.
It's just like we've beat that horse to death.
Rob.
Yeah.
Now,
like someone put on Twitter and Sheena said something like, it could also have been the bo, 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 bo. And Stassi agreed. Because it is like, and how about my man? My man. My manly. My man. It's like, and Sheena was very much like that, but it's just like, we've already talked about that and that's over. Like, we've already, like, that has been saturated to death.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, they can't keep going back and.
Yeah. Like she said, she'll never do another cameo about like hanging a TV in 7 minutes. It's just like, it's over.
When did she say that?
So we have
like a vintage cameo that's never going to be repeated.
Yeah, it was like a month or
that's
so
awesome
ago.
Oh my god, cool. This when the Rob Symphony came on and it was like Rob, 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 it made me miss Rob and it made me like want to reach out to him and see how he's feeling this season with his name being brought up so much again.
Yeah,
like it's still like we're on episode, is this 10 or 11?
11
and he's still being mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know. I mean, poor Faith had to deal with that, too. So.
Right. Still being talked about for yet another season and not getting a dime.
Nothing. Or, yeah, just.
And then, yeah. And then now has that song. Well, reach out.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to reach out. I saw him training a dog the other day. So, sounds like he's pretty busy, but I bet you that, you know, Rob's a man of his word.
Yep.
He came to our viewing party, and I think that he'd be super interesting on the podcast.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we can find out what he's up to.
Yeah.
At the end of each day.
Yes. Okay. So, you know what would be amazing? Like a dream. Like imagine if we could have Rob and Sheena at the same time. And like they could like hash it out over our mics. I'm just putting it out there. Like I'm allowed to dream big. I can, you know, put my, maybe we can have a Rob and Sheena.
Or like over Skype so that there's
reunited
that, that awkward when you can't read someone's face. You know how you read a text the wrong way?
Oh God, that would not work.
I know. That's why it could be fantastic.
Yeah, it could. Okay, did you notice that when the girls kind of started going for Sheena and they're like, you know, you can't just skip over talking about sleeping with, like, you can't just like do whatever you want. Lala was like petting her throat, like massaging like her lymph nodes because she was like uncomfortable, yet she didn't speak up. And Ariana kind
of, I think her throat sore because she got a new Ranger, a new Bentley.
And then finally she said something. She's like, you know, I feel like Sheena's trying and it's kind of hard to watch you guys sit here and act like this. I was glad she said that because it needed to be said.
And even Brittany said something like, I think she's just afraid that like she's going to share and you guys are going to make fun of her behind your back with that information.
Yes.
Which is exactly right.
Exactly.
So I appreciated that Brittany said that too.
It was Brittany, Ariana, and Lala that finally like said something.
But I was also a little confused when Sheena's like, I just told you to, and I asked you not to tell anyone, meaning Ariana and Brittany, but they both like spilled the beans and told people.
Yeah, but then I kind of felt like Stassi was like snuffing that out by saying she posts on social media like for the last month, like we've all been seeing it.
Yeah.
And do you remember when back in the day around this time of filming, whenever Sheena would post a photo, and you guys on in the group will know this too, like Stassi would always comment a smart ass comment on Sheena's photo and say, what a cute couple, or couple goals, or like she was a real dick in Sheena's comments whenever she would post a photo of Adam.
Wow. Okay.
And I could never tell, you know, like, cause it doesn't read, I didn't know if she was joking or if like what the deal was. And sometimes Sheena would like laugh at it, but sometimes it was just like her comment would just be sitting there and it's like, this is weird.
Yeah. So cause she's trying to get shit started.
Yeah.
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 That's rude.
It was. Okay. So, so then the Katie thing comes up, blah, 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 whatever. So next we go back to Skybar and Peter wants some titties in his face.
Of course he arrived and he was very much like this, and we're going to air that episode and we're also going to talk on our Patreon. But he was very much like that. He's like, hello, I have arrived. Peter is here.
Yes. And the amount of confidence was, it was like something to stand, like I almost got like a vibe off of his confidence. Like it was like standing in like someone's light, like kind of like what Sheena said, like get out of my shine. He really was shining for himself. And in this moment you could tell like
Peter is a big Peter stan.
Yes Thank you. Another thing that, like, I was wondering about is, have you ever said, like, when you're getting ready to party, let's party out? That's what he said. He goes, I want some titties in my face. Let's party out. Like, I've never heard that. Like, I kind of like it.
Let's party out.
Let's party out.
Well,
let's party in.
They're talking about girls and Peter's like, yeah, let's bring them up to the suite. And Jax makes a good suggestion that, well, just make sure you collect all their phones first, which is actually pretty smart. However, this is why it's all fake, because, oh, they're so uncomfortable. They have to call Brittany and Stassi and fess up that there's women in the. OK, really? You have every single boyfriend and man there. and a full camera crew, which they know. So do you really need to call and like fess up? Like, are you really going to like cheat in front of the camera crew and think it's not going to come out? So like, why is there a worry for the girls or for the guys?
Good point.
I mean, come on. If it was like they weren't filming and this was all on like iPhones, like from the girls that went to the, you know, sure. But they were filming. So
I just want to say that once again, without James coming into this scene, it would have been so boring. He comes up and he's like, I'm here. And he's like, I see that Jax and Bo are over there jerking each other off.
Yeah.
Which was, I mean.
And then even his excitement over a cheese pizza. I'm like, the guy's sober and he was like the most entertaining one there.
Totally. I mean, that's really saying a lot.
Right.
He is just entertaining, which is why he should just stay sober, because he can do it both ways.
Right.
And he orders an Arnold Palmer, which I love that too.
Yep. I mean, and then they go to the room. It's like, how hard must that be whenever that's all you're doing is drinking and getting wasted and shots. And it's
and
like,
how many times did they dangled it in front of his face. They're like, hey, James, you want a shot? James, do you want a shot? You want a drink? James, do you want a drink?
Or the champagne. And then I hate this when people do that, when they waste a perfectly good bottle of champagne, spraying it all over the room. It's like, that does no one any good. You just wasted it.
Yes.
Anyways, but yeah, even all that, like, he stayed steadfast and was like, no, I'm good. I do want one, but I'm not going to. Or like, I have control. I'm like, cool.
Okay, let's talk about Claire, Steffi, and Dana, the girls that were caught in the crossfire of this guy's night out. Now,
who seem perfectly fine, but now they're probably all excited. One of them just moved here from, what, Ohio? They're all excited. They're probably telling their friends, their family, oh my God, we got on Vanderpump Rules. And then they're slut-shamed and called hoes.
Now,
oh, that's mean.
Sarah and I have been numerous times at this bar in particular, and I've never once thought, I better not strike up a conversation with anyone because it could be their guy's night out and I could be called a hoe.
Right.
Like, there's nothing wrong with talking to someone and just, like, enjoying each other's company. There right. really isn't.
Like, Stassi, I was just listening to her podcast with Beau, and they were saying how he's like the flirty one. He'll talk to girls, guys, whatever, but he'll tell, like, touch girls, but like, you know, like on the arm or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, and they said, yes, he's flirty. So it's like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought this started out super innocent. You know, the girls were like, hey, like, are you guys celebrating anything special? Peter invites them up to the room. I mean, he was holding hands with that one girl, you know, whatever. But it was just extremely innocent from what I saw. Also, if you want to check these girls out, which I did, I went and stalked them, you can go on to Peter's Instagram and search the names that I just mentioned. Search Claire, Steffi, or
Dana.
Dana, and it's spelled like Stassi's mom, D-A-Y-N-A, and you will see them on Insta. He's friends with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that. Okay. There was that moment when he took one of them into the bathroom. Okay. So Holly and I have stayed here several times. This is where we did our first interview with Jeremy. You're not going to screw someone in that bathroom because it's one of those annoying slider doors that all the modern hotels have that you can see in on the sides, on both sides, you know, like when you're sharing a room with someone that's not your significant other, you're like, don't come in here because you can see. So, I mean, yeah, they probably went in there and kissed or something, but I don't think anything more than that. Do you?
No, I was just thinking I still might go in there and have sex.
When the room was filled with everyone else?
Yeah, maybe.
Because we've stayed in that room.
It's the only privacy you could get, though. It's the closest to privacy you could get in that room.
Yeah, but it's just one room. Like, we've stayed in that room. We've stayed in a bigger room, and there is nowhere else, but it's also still close quarters.
Yeah, I agree. Oh. I don't know.
By the way, that TV that you guys saw that they called the fuck me mirror, that's also a TV.
It's amazing.
But yeah, it's really not that big of a room. It's not like a traditional suite. It is, you know, when you get a suite at the Mondrian, it's just a bigger room, but, you know, not in the, you know, sense like the Venetian or anything like that. But I am very familiar with that door, and the voices would have carried very strongly. So I think they just went in there, like, made out a little bit.
Yeah. Have you ever ordered a melted snowman?
No. It's just ice water shot, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
T. Sandy really shined in this scene for me. Like, he really is, you know, a character. He's able to, you give him a job and he's going to do it.
See, I wish, so like every time like Jeremy comes, you know how I bring my own bar kit? I've got the mixers, the different alcohols, which he never drinks because he's not a big drinker. I feel like if we get to interview T. Sandy, he would be very impressed with my prep.
He would.
My bar kit prep, your everything else prep that you're like ridiculously talented at crafting.
Oh my God.
Orange theme.
I was going through the pictures and I saw like what we did for that first interview and I was like, oh my God. Like
for the first one? Oh, with beverages and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Jeremy didn't even have anything to drink, but Pirate did.
Yeah. It was just like very themey.
Themey?
The orange and everything.
Oh, that's the second one.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, it got him there.
Yeah.
Because he was having like a crazy day. And I'm like, but Holly got everything orange. He's like, okay, I'm coming.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think he just forgot. Anyways, all worked out. So, bar kit.
Okay. Okay. So then the girls start coming over or whatever, and Jax starts freaking out. And that's when Bo says that he's the reformed junkie in the crack house. Mm-hmm. Or I guess we're even a little further than that. Do you notice that the music was really on point in this episode? Like, they really stepped it up. Supercar, superstars. Like, wow.
The early on, that was the first song or second song. I think it was the first song. I think I posted it. It sounded like Sheena.
They sometimes get someone that sounds like Sheena.
Yeah, she's like, living in LA, validating my man.
What do you think about the way the girls were like dancing in the room? Like they're like, yeah. At some point, like they.
No, I had that thought while I was watching. I was like, you know, you go up and you like, yeah, someone has a suite. You go party in
go
there.
Go chill.
Yeah. And by party, you mean like you stand around with a drink, or if, you know, people that smoke go out on the balcony and smoke. But like, you don't really like,
I think
hey,
they were,
let's get down to some.
And I think they were just dancing because DJ James was going to put on a playlist. So they were like pretending to dance to his music. Right. Is that what was going on there?
Oh, no, it's awkward.
So then
they call.
Yes.
And I also like how Brittany's like, so all the other boyfriends, they're still in there with them hoes. Like, so I was like, oh God, so you're going to run off and I'll tell everybody's like.
Oh no, she was very proud.
Right.
She felt very proud. But then like, I wonder what she thought when Stassi's confessional was like, really, Bo?
Yeah.
You befriended Jax, who's literally cheated on every single girlfriend that he's had, and that's who your like moral compass of the night is.
Yeah, bonded with. Yeah, good point.
Like, I mean, that's a slam to Brittany.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so they do the fake call and Brittany does the offensive. So what you're saying, there's hoes in the hotel room, and Stassi's like, give him the phone, give me the phone, I'll tell him to leave. It's like, if that happened to me, I would be like, if I was the girls, that would amp me up so much to be like, what are you going to do? You're not here. Like, I would want to stay more.
Yeah.
Just to like, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Or like, they're going to be like, oh my God, Stassi, we're leaving right now. Sorry. You know, like, ugh.
Yeah, that would piss me off. And I would be like, first of all, you're assuming like I'm into any of your stupid dudes, which I'm not. You're basically like just making these assumptions about me, calling me a hoe. Well, I'd be like, then fine. If I'm going to be called that anyways, I might as well earn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? they're like shaming him on national TV. So it's like, well, get something out of it then.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So
Brittany or Kristen's sitting alone at the fire, all mad that her friends aren't checking on her. And Carter's just like, God, just chill out for your own sanity. Just let it go. So I'm guessing this is probably why, like, when she obsesses over things like this, this is when he gets, like, you know, mean to her, like the girls were saying. Carter's mean. He says mean things to her, and which it's hard to say because he never speaks. So we don't know what the story is.
Yeah.
But it was interesting when Stassi, like, outed that he doesn't pay rent or, she said, any bills. I mean, don't you think he's got to pay, like, his cell phone and insurance?
I was shocked by this, and also I don't believe it.
Yeah.
There's just no way. I just, unless she is offering, because she's the one bawling right now, and she's like, I've got this, I'll take care of it. And, like, I could see her starting that, being like, I've got it. Like, I make, you know, a ton of money, I'll take care of it. And then resenting him for that or something.
Well, that's probably why she resents James so bad, because James is, like, supporting his family, yet she supported James.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I got that. I almost got that feeling from, like, Kristen's hatred of everyone and just, like, being so crazy with everybody is so much built up shit. Yeah. It's like her own mistakes that she made, and she knows that, and she's just in too deep. Like, she just, like, is hateful because it's the easiest thing to be.
Yeah.
But then it just keeps on, she just keeps on repeating the cycle, and she's like, you could tell she's exhausted. Seeing her on Watch What Happens Live was really hard to watch because she's
emotionally drained.
It was her birthday.
Yeah.
It was shitty, and she knew that she had to deal with this. And I think that, you know, anytime that your relationship is potentially ending, you just do not feel like yourself. You feel like you're crazy. You're losing your, like, even if she did pay for everything, and even if he was a piece of shit, it's not easy to lose a person that you live with every day, that you talk to every day. That, and Kristen's very into that. Like, she had a very hard time with that with T. Sandy. She had a hard time with James. Like, it's,
yeah,
this is her pattern.
Well, she does like to take care of people. So I'm sure she does, like, pay. And then, of course, you resent it because everybody does at some point.
Yeah.
You know, she looked great last night, but you could tell she looked so heavy of heart. But here's what's interesting. So she clearly said, she's like, I bleed out for the show. This is one thing I'm going to hold back on. I'm not going to talk about this. Just, we're figuring it out. And then Andy's, like, cringing. He's like, well, that doesn't sound promising. And she's like, we're figuring it out. We'll let you know when we get there. So it basically sounds like they're broken up, and he wasn't with her on her birthday and stuff like that. But then she was on Rachel's podcast, which was just recorded a few days ago, or last week, saying they're all going to Nashville this weekend, a group.
What the fuck? Someone's knocking at your back door. Really hard. Pause. Oh my God, you guys. I don't hear you. There you
Oops. Go. We just had a panic attack. Damn.
So, you guys, it's 11:06 p.m. right now. It's, you know, it's close to midnight. We're getting there. It's, someone just knocked on Sarah's back door, not her front door. And, like,
it's like an enclosed yard.
There'd be no reason to be at your back door.
No. So it was scary as shit. And if Holly weren't here, I don't normally answer the door anyways, front door or back door.
You know what else is scary as hell? I've been having a nightmare for, like, the last couple nights about someone in black being at my back window, and that may have been what it was.
Oh, yeah, like, a premonition.
Like, maybe, like, it wasn't, because it's not my house, but it wasn't your house either. It's, like, this other, like, window, and there's this person in black standing there, and
you're psychic.
Scared. Oh, my God. So, you guys can hear in the, I'm sure you heard the knock. It was like, bam, 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 bam. And we have headphones on. They're, like, noise canceling, so.
Yeah, so it must have been louder.
Yes.
Yeah, so we freaked out. I think for a minute, do I answer it? But I'm like.
So I let Sarah get up. I was frozen with fear. She goes to the back door, and I hear her open the door, and all I heard was the person say, Hi, I was wondering if, and I was like, oh my God, it's a homeless person. They're asking for money or for help. So
I went to open the door.
I knew that Sarah had stuff, like she has bats and like weapons around here, but I was like,
she grabbed like a shake weight.
All I could find was a weight. And I was like, at least I can like hit with force, you know, like swing as hard as I can. So I like crept.
I have some Lysol you can spray and stab.
I crept up like behind her and it was two cops.
So my back door has, it's like two windows, so I could see right away, but I was still skeptical. Like he opens his jacket, shows me his badge. I see all his police uniform stuff on, but I'm not naive. I watch a lot of true crime. I know Ted Bundy impersonated law enforcement all the time. And I just watched the Ted Bundy documentary, which was boring because I knew all of it. But I'm like, it still could be fake. But I'm like, I guess I'll take that chance. However, had Holly not been here, there's no way I would have answered the door or even crept back there to look out to see who it was. So I'm wondering, would they have broken in here?
I think that they will finish the story.
Okay. So he's like, and then there's another cop with them. So I'm like, okay, they're not two serial killers. That's very rare.
And the other one literally is like radioing through on his little jacket. He's like, they entered the door. Like, did you see that? Like, he was like fully talking to like, you know.
Well, they kept looking at me weird. And I realized now I think they were trying to figure out if I was like being held captive or if there was someone bad in here. So they're like, is this your car right here behind your fence? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I was like, was it involved in some kind of crime? Because it has a giant flat tire, so that's not possible.
Do you think they came to this window and looked in, like, to see that we were sitting here? Like, all they'd have to do is come.
Oh, God, that like, would have been scary. Shit.
Oh, my gosh.
My front gate's open. So, okay, you guys. Biggest dumbass movement of the planet. Today, it was probably around 3 o'clock. I was taking out some trash and I realized, you know what? I haven't started this car in a while. And when I don't do that, it goes dead and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, it has a big flat tire. So I'm like, I better start it so it doesn't have a dead battery too. Compound my problem. So I started it. I think it was around 3 o'clock. And then I went for a giant walk. And then I came back from my giant walk, did a little work. Then I went to Pilates, came back from Pilates, went for another giant walk. Then was like watching TV, doing a little work, waiting for Holly to come over. So like, you know, 7 hours later, my car. So also when I started the car, I left the door open because I knew I would be coming back out in like 5 minutes.
Right.
I was going to either bring some more trash out, like the recycling out, and then I turned the car off. So I just left the door open.
Right.
But I never went back out.
And how she's parked, like it's the door was like open to her own house. Like it wasn't like in the way or anything. Like right. I totally see why you did that.
But they're like, well, your neighbors called. And I thought, why wouldn't they just come over here themselves? Like, that's rude. Like, they know me. They know that's my car. They know, like, I'm like, that's really like lazy of them. And now I realize that looks pretty suspicious.
Yeah, like, the cops seemed like a little miffed that you said that. They were like, they totally, like, they must have called and said they thought that you were kidnapped or something.
Well, right, because with a door open and a car running, that's usually what it is. Someone was ripped out of their car and right. stolen.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that till after I said it. I was like, oh, that's why they didn't come over, because they have children and they don't want to be part of a crime scene.
Yeah.
That makes sense why they called the cops. Okay, I got it. Well, if it was my other neighbor, he would have come over, but he probably didn't see it. It's probably the ones in back that see the car, heard it running underneath their window.
Oh, my God. So it was so scary. So,
but yeah, I'm just wondering if I hadn't answered the door, would they have burst in here?
I'm pretty sure they, or I bet they would have like tapped on more windows or something. But how scary would that have been?
Yeah, I would have for sure hidden even more. I probably would have.
Do you have a landline here?
Yeah.
They might have called that. Because before, like when they've needed me to come out of the house, they'll call the landline. Like, but they'll knock, 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 call the landline. Like,
I would never answer that because I don't even know the phone number. Therefore, anyone calling it, I know is like spam.
Well, if you kept getting a call and you were hearing knocks, wouldn't you maybe answer it? Yeah. Like they try to do everything true. Before they knock down the wall, I think.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
That's nice that they came though.
Yeah.
I'm just dying that your car was on from 3 p.m. until 11 p.m. That's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't run out of gas or anything. Hey, you guys, and it's a 2003, so it's still running like a champ, which is why I refuse to get rid of it, because it could be useful to somebody.
Definitely.
It's not useful to sell, but it's useful to use.
Yes.
It's made its way around the friend group many times.
Yes.
So, all right, we were talking, what did we say, like dinner?
We are talking about... Okay, so Kristen. Now we're back at Kristen. She's about to find out that, or she found out that James is at boys' night. Mm-hmm. And I felt like she was trying to like drop the bomb on the ladies. Like, James is at girls' or boys' night, but no one would let her. They're like, we already know, Kristen.
We don't care.
And she, like, by this point, like, it was too much for her to bear. And she was drunk and... she couldn't sit down.
She's like, they're like, Carter's texting me. Carter's texting. They're like, so what? She's like, well, Carter's telling me what to do. Like, does she couldn't function without him telling her what to do? Or like, I want to know more about that.
Yeah.
I want that text thread.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about when Katie calls Carter.
Right.
Or she calls Bubba.
Oh, right. And then it's like, oh,
he like can't even tell. He's like, well, what's the laundry on? Well, like,
I'd have to confront someone. You know, I'm not comfortable with that.
I don't want to. Come on, Bubba. Don't.
Don't make me do that.
Don't like ruin this vibe. And then he's like, Carter, she wants to talk to you. And like Carter's talking to the blonde. Like, oh. And then he comes out and she's like, listen, Carter, well, there's, you know, Kristen is an embarrassment.
Well, and I would be so pissed, and I appreciate that Kristen said that on Watch What Happens Live, that you don't do that to your best friend and, like, humiliate her in front of her boyfriend.
No.
Like, throw her under the bus like that?
I posed that question to... I said, if I was acting crazy and Sarah called you and said Holly's acting like an embarrassment, he's like, I'd be pissed. Yeah. Like, I'd be pissed that, like, she... said that about you, and then like the whole thing would be like,
I'd even give it a pass if it was like they were married. It's still rude, but like, it's her boyfriend. Like, you're making her look really bad.
It was just mean-spirited the way she said it too. Yeah. It was just like,
she's really upset. She's what's going on? How about that?
You could have like switched the word in, like, she's really she's acting, you know, she's embarrassing herself. She could have like said, like, she's acting pathetic. That's what she was trying to say. Mm. It was just rude.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she tries to pull out of Carter what he's been doing to Kristen. And even on the Pumped Up podcast, or the Pumped Up edition, they kind of said that they'd been going back and forth the whole time. But also that Carter sometimes handles her well and can calm her down. Mm-hmm. That it's just...
I mean, it did seem like the text that they were showing, that's what he was doing. He was like, chill out, just for your own sanity. Just,
yeah,
don't worry about it.
I don't know. Like, this is where I almost want to give Carter like a little bit of credit, because it can't be easy to manage Kristen. Just like for Chad, it's not easy for him to manage me. Mm-hmm. I throw a lot of different... you know, moods at him. I mean, it's a constant like juggling of what someone like Kristen deals with. So, and I think that that's what she's grateful for. And that's why she pays for things, because she leans into that support that he gives her. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's probably not what she likes. And that's when she complains about it.
Yeah.
And then it's too late, because people like Stassi and Katie remember and they get annoyed, and I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Katie's like threatening him, and she's like, I'll find out what you texted. I'll see the thread. So you can either tell me now, or, you know, I'll find out. I thought that was really ridiculous too.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, you're threatening me now. You're giving me an ultimatum like you did your husband. Fine, go for it, Katie.
And Carter kind of held his own. Like, yeah. I was also impressed. Like, he stayed calm. He was just like, well,
he's like, okay.
He's like, I'll handle it.
Are you guys having a good time?
And then she hangs up and she's like, you'll handle it, Carter? Okay. You know, like mocking him again. So then she hangs up and Ariana kind of pipes in. And I liked this scene. It was, who else was in this? Basically, they said, like, what, you know, what's going on with her? Like, this is, she doesn't need to do this. Like, we're all here for her. We all support her.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. I mean, Ariana and T. Sandy and everybody have come so far. You know, it's like if they could just get past this James thing, the whole gang could really get along.
Yeah.
So then what did you think about...
Oh, I know what I was saying before the cops came.
Oh.
So you know how it seems like they're broken up and how she's like, we're figuring it out. We'll let you know. Carter is going on this big trip to Nashville this weekend. The whole, like, the whole gang's going. It's Brittany, Jax, the Tom and Katie, Kristen and Carter, Rachel, wait, who's podcast? Yeah, Rachel and O'Brien, and then Kristen's mom and sister and, like, two of her best friends. There's, like, 20 of them. So he's going on this big birthday trip to Nashville. So I guess they really are, like, in limbo.
The two judgy girls posted up this, like, straight up calling the breakup of Kristen and Carter, and someone called them out, and they're like, that's weird, because, like, Kristen just said, like, that they're working it out and that she will announce when something is going on. And they quoted, they, like, actually, they said, on Watch What Happens Live, she said they are, quote, figuring things out, and OK Magazine said that they are done. With whatever decision they've made, we hope they are both happy. So it's like, so you don't know, but then, like, they're putting, like, the breakup heart over them. Yeah. So I don't know.
And he's like, unless, like, something changed in the last couple of days since she podcasted with Rachel, he's going to Nashville for a birthday trip. So that doesn't really seem like they're broken up.
I don't know. I just, she said that she would tell everyone when she's ready. I wouldn't announce that, like, they've broken up until.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about when Stassi spills the beans about not paying rent.
Mm-hmm. And Brittany said she knew that too. She's like, we all know it.
What did you think when she was like, oh my God, I feel bad. I overstepped my boundary. A lot of people have commented saying that they felt like for the first time that the show broke the fourth wall. I disagree with that. I feel like this is classic Stassi behavior of sharing someone else's secret, and that this was 100% planned and part of the show, and I don't feel like she broke anything.
They're probably, like, tired of Kristen bitching about, like, her problems with Carter, and this is their way at getting at Carter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like, I feel like if this is the first time the show has broke the fourth wall, then... You also could say that about when Jack said that Brittany and Kristen hooked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I like? There's, you could say that about any little rumor that they start about each other. Like, until we see, like, who pays what bills, it's, we don't know. I don't know. That bugged me.
Yeah.
So next week coming up, it looks like we have Lala taking a break from Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? What else was in the preview?
Which I think was around the time that Amber tweeted out Lala's rage text.
Okay.
And obviously right after he found out about, like, the Ariana thing, probably. So he was probably like, and after she broke the window. So it was probably like him as a dad. He was probably like, this is getting to be a little bit much.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she made a comment like, we just aren't good for each other or something like that. I mean... To be fair, like, it's a lot that Lala has to take on to, I think, be with him. You know, he has a big ego, a big career. He has a lot of baggage. Mm-hmm. And not that that's that kids are baggage or anything, but it that's still a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looks good. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it delivers. So... All right, well, we're going to work on that Patreon with some additional insights. And you guys have the other couple interviews coming up to listen to this week.
Yeah, also, yeah, in the Patreon episode, I feel like we learned some interesting things that I need to, like, deep dive a little bit. But a couple, actually, both of the, both Peter and Paul dropped some info about some people that worked at Sir and TomTom that I didn't know about, of like famous people's nieces and nephews, that I thought was kind of interesting. So I want to look into that and find out exactly who they are. But a couple of surprises that I definitely didn't know about. Maybe you guys do, but we'll look into it and let you know.
Cool. So in the meantime, join the Facebook group party if you want to get lots of scoop and intel in there. It's Vanderpump Rules Party on Facebook. It's a closed private group. And that way no one of your regular people in your regular non-VPR world can see your opinions unless you want them to. Then you could ask them to join too.
And the Huntington Beach police officer, I just told him to listen to the podcast.
She did. She's like, we're recording a podcast. It's like, no way. I listen to podcasts all the time. What's yours on? And I was just going to be like, oh, it's on this Bravo show. And Holly goes full in. It's on the show called Vanderpump Rules. And he's like, cool. And I was about to be like, I listen to a lot of crime podcasts. I thought, you know what? Let's just let this go.
The other day, someone at Ronnie's preschool was asking, like, oh, what do you do? You know? And so I normally will not mention podcasting unless they are, you know, entertainment. They're into entertainment stuff. Right. And this dad was. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, I do a podcast on Vanderpump Rules. Well, the next time he saw me, he came up and he's like, what's the name of it? And I was like, oh shit, he's gonna listen to it, like, you know, I sound like an idiot and he's not gonna know. It's embarrassing because if you don't know what we're talking about, like, we ramble on and blah blah blah. So I'm like, all right, I'll show you, you know. So he's like, how do podcasts work? Oh. So I go on my phone, I hit the podcast thing, and I put V in for Vanderpump, and the first thing that comes up is Vanderpump Rules Party. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that was like the most impressive thing to him, is that I put in V and like our show was the first one that came up. It probably did that because, you know, I always search our own show.
It's a frequent search. Yeah.
But it made me look really cool.
That's funny. I know when they're like, oh, no, I want to hear you. I want to, like, you know, my Pilates teacher, I'm like, you don't watch the show. I go, it will make no sense. Or Heidi, I want to listen. And I'm like, it will make no sense to you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like even like other shows that I tune into, I sometimes don't know their inside jokes. You have to really commit to, yeah. Like, I have, you know, like my 8 shows that I listen to, and I know you guys do too. So we so appreciate that you guys are a part of our group and listen to us. Well, like, and you are our people.
I didn't get a lot of the Watch What Crappens jokes, like, when I would listen, you know, early on. But I could still appreciate it because they were about Bravo shows I watched.
Right.
But if you don't even watch the show,
right,
you're not going to get the jokes or even just the non-jokes.
Yeah. Well, and you have to really watch the show. If you we're recapping a show, we just sound like we're blabbing.
I mean, our recap of the show is longer than the show.
Yes. It's been brought up many times.
Usually people are like, that's why we listen, because it's long. Okay. You guys can follow. I posted a bunch of memes this week, yesterday. I am at Pumpers Nation on IG and Twitter, and the podcast is Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram and VPR Party Podcast on Twitter. So follow us, rate us 5 stars, if you will, please. We would love that. And let us know if you did, because we'll give you a shout out and thank you. Anything else?
That's
we'll be back very soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.